Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
It has been a really interesting last 24 hours. And joining us on the line to talk about what this means up on Capitol Hill, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. Susan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You know, I was betting that if yesterday about this time you offered up the bet to anyone that Donald Trump would be the president-elect and that the House and Senate would remain in Republican control, there have been a lot of people who have taken up you up on that bet.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think anybody was anticipating what I always call the trifecta, which is they get control of the House, Senate, and the White House. And this basically will give them a pass to moving their agenda. In the Senate, of course, we still have the 60-vote filibuster, and it doesn't look like the Senate is Republicans are going to get anywhere near able to clear that. They're still down. Right now, it looks like they may have 52, 53 seats in the end. So that leaves them seven short of being able to clear measures from Congress unless they use this procedural method called reconciliation, which I think is going to be what they do. I think they're going to try to move important agenda items through the reconciliation process, which only requires a simple majority. And that is something they discussed before they left Congress for the campaigning in the fall. They said, look, we can move some of this agenda through the reconciliation process. Paul Ryan said that in the House. So we may see them doing that now. They have a path, and they have, a president who will sign their legislation. No, I don't think anybody really thought that this was going to happen. And I think there's probably a lot of Republicans right now who are just trying to get a little bit stunned and thinking about what their real path forward is now.
What about Trump's cabinet nominees, which have to go through the Senate? How does that look?
I'm sorry, what about Trump's what?
Nominees for cabinet positions.
Oh, okay. Well, now, don't forget now, there's a rule in the Senate that changed where we called it the nuclear option back a few years ago, where Harry Reid was the majority leader, changed the threshold to 51 votes for executive branch nominees and lower court judges. And, of course, this did not include the Supreme Court, which still requires a 60-vote threshold. So Trump's nominees can get through the same way that the president's nominees got through, that simple majority. So I think that's not going to be a problem for Republicans.
That's right.
Right. The Supreme Court is a question, though. Will Democrats filibuster a Trump nominee to the Supreme Court? And if that happens, will Mitch McConnell, who's expected to be the majority leader, will he change the rules even further to a 51-vote threshold for the Supreme Court or perhaps legislation? That would be an enormous rules change. There's a lot of debate right now whether or not that will happen. And people think, McConnell will try to hang on to the tradition and keeping the 60-vote threshold because he's all too familiar with what it's like to be in the minority. And so I think initially he will try to preserve that 60-vote threshold. I don't think there's any guarantee he will if Democrats try to block a Supreme Court nominee. Don't forget the Supreme Court is the most important goal for Republicans. I know it's what they talked about all along here, that we need to be able to put someone on the Supreme Court. That is a nominee who we want. So that's going to be a priority for them. And if Democrats try to block it, well, I think that filibuster rule could be in play.
Susan Ferriccio, let's get back to the Republicans in the House and Senate, as there are many prominent Republicans here in Washington, D.C., who were less than enthusiastic about the Trump candidacy. In fact, many of the Republicans in prominent leadership positions in both the House and the Senate were openly hostile to the campaign and either would not endorse, would not campaign, or didn't even vote for Donald Trump. What happens next for them?
That's the million-dollar question, Larry. There are two ways it could go. They could say, hey, we won. Let's get together and we heard Trump last night, and you heard the leadership from the House and the Senate. It sounds like they may make a go of trying to get together, mend fences, and move along. They need each other. As much as you could say, well, we can push out Speaker Ryan, push out McConnell. they do need each other, these leaders and Trump, and Trump needs Ryan and McConnell to try to move his agenda. Who would be the alternative to Paul Ryan who could win the number of votes in January? Mm-hmm. So there are those questions, those practical questions, that would make it difficult for there to be a big ouster. There is some anger, though. There are people think that these leaders did not recognize what was happening out in the country with people supporting Trump, and therefore they shouldn't be in charge. There are certainly people who think that, and I think that's got to play out.
And real fast, in terms of helping smooth and some of those ruffled feathers, how large does Vice President-elect Mike Pence loom here, since he served in the House, and he is pretty well respected even by those who were never Trump?
Right. A lot of the people who served with Trump, Pence, when he was the number four leader, conference chairman, are still in the House. They respect him very much. He's a governor. He's somebody who is really good at, you know, extending the olive branch and working with people. He's going to play a huge role, as will Ryan Priebus, I think, at trying to get the two sides together. And, you know, no guarantee how it'll all turn out. But like I said, now that they've won and they've seen the fact that they can now try to push their agenda through, it may help tamp down the rebellion that perhaps you would have seen if Trump lost maybe by a narrow margin and people put the blame on these GOP leaders. But he won, and I think that may change the dynamic here.
Susan, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. Susan Ferriccio with The Washington Examiner.
Thanks, guys.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.